Hey, Tom Buell here with a Make Today Great moment. How do you rate yourself on a scale of 1 to 10, 1 being the least proficient, 10 being the most proficient, in the art of communication? How easily are you able to convey your feelings, your desires to another person? And how easily are you able to persuade them, based upon your communication skills, to understand your point of view, understand your feelings? See, I feel one of the biggest and most beneficial things that we can choose to study is the art of communication. And when we choose to study it, we can learn to not only speak, but also listen. Listen, because communication is a two-way street. It's really not what's said is as important as what's received by that other person or by the other people that you may be speaking to. So many factors play a part in that. Your body language, your tone, your pitch, your inflections, and a whole bunch of other things that play a big part in allowing your message, what you're trying to convey to someone else or another group of people, versus what they receive and what they feel. And if your body language is incongruent with what your words are saying, it overrides the words. So there are many forms and many techniques that you can choose to study on how to become a better speaker, a better communicator. And that's on the outgoing. And then on the receiving aspect, it takes a lot of practice to be a good listener as well. To be able to quiet your mind, to not think ahead and not think of what you're going to say next while the other person's speaking, but actually being in that present moment and listening intently and solely to that one person who is speaking to you. Because if your mind's racing and off topic, it's hard to even pay attention and or listen slash remember what they are trying to convey to you. And if you are trying to think of what to say next and you aren't in that present moment, you aren't being a good listener. So communication is a two-way street. It takes the person who's trying to share the message, sharing it in a way that can be easily received by the other person, and on the other side of the coin, someone who has a clear enough mind and is focused and listening intently in the present moment to what's being said, so they're able to receive the message. Now, the great thing about this is if there were 10 of us, you, me, and 8 other people in a room, and there was a speech or there was a presentation or there was just an occurrence, there would probably be 10 separate recountings or 10 separate analysis or 10 separate stories as to what just occurred, because everybody has their own unique perspective and their own unique filters, their own unique point of view from where that occurrence and or presentation just took place. So it's a fun game, and I would suggest that you treat it like a game, and that you also treat it like a game that you want to win. So when you want to win something, you have to study it and you have to practice it. So if you're scared of speaking, which many people are, scared of speaking to others and speaking in front of crowds or anything like that, there are numerous ways to get over that. There are things like Toastmasters. If you go to toastmasters.org, you can plug in and learn how to be more comfortable in front of a group of people when presenting and how to give presentations, all that fun stuff. Then if you're in business, you could do things like BNI, Business Network International.com.org. I forgot which one that is. But you can go there and learn how to give a 60-second pitch, per se, as to who you are, what you do, and what value you provide in a short, concise manner that would allow someone to understand who you are, what you do, and if they need your services or if they know anyone else who would possibly need your services. That's one way to give. And then as far as receiving, as far as listening, that's just an everyday practice. Try to clear your mind. Try to stay in the present moment. Try to stay focused on this one person and be there. Be present and absorb the message that's being shared with you. So in order to be a better communicator, act as if you are a better communicator. And until tomorrow, make today great.